Hello and welcome to the Politics Podcast. My name's William Geldart, joined in the studio once again by our very own spin doctor and political betting guru, Matt Shaddick. Matt, the protagonists are getting ready to mount their podiums ahead of the seven-way leaders debate. They're going to try and convince the electorate that they're the ones fit for office ahead of the vote on May the 7th. Before we get stuck into the markets, though, can you give us a bit of a betting background to this? So how much will we sort of putting on the outcome of the inaugural debates in 2010? And are you expecting more of the same or for us to be staking even more this time round?
Yeah, we took thousands of bets on the first one in 2010, and the signs are that we will probably beat that this time round. The amazing thing about the debates back in 2010 was the huge lift it gave to the Liberal Democrats after Clegg was seen to have performed very well in the first one. I don't even remember this, but the Liberal Dems were 100-1 to win most seats before that debate. A week or so later, they were down to 8-1 to win, to be the biggest party, to win more seats than any other party in that last general election. Incredible to think about that now. These things can make a big difference, as we saw last time.
Yeah, certainly. We'll come on to a few of those themes in a bit. Let's have a look then at the lineup and the betting for the outright winner of this debate on ITV on Thursday night. I believe it's going to be, or the market's going to be determined by the Snap YouGov poll afterwards. Nigel Farage of UKIP, he's favourite 15-8. David Cameron, obviously the Prime Minister, 7-2. But then we've got Ed Miliband, who's come in for a bit of support, I believe, 11-4. How do you see this one going?
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, the way I look at it is that essentially we've got five runners here who are essentially all liberals to the left, all fighting for the same kind of attention, the same kind of voters. You've got Cameron just slightly to the right of centre, I guess. And then Farage, well, he really occupies his own space. And so really, I think he's got an easier hand to play than everyone else. He can easily paint everybody else as being part of the cosy Westminster Club or the EU lefty elites. And he's out there on his own. So I think that gives him a big advantage, makes it easy for him to do what he wants to do. And he did really, really well against Clegg in the debates before the European election. So I think he's a worthy favourite. A customer in North London, one of our North London shops yesterday, had £2,000 on Ed Miliband to win this debate. So he's come in from 7-2 to 11-4. And the other interesting move was for Leanne Wood. Now, I guess a lot of people will hardly know who she is. She's the leader of Plaid Cymru, the Welsh Nationalists. And both Mike Smithson of politicalbetting.com and Matthew Engel in the Racing Post today, two influential tipsters. Both tips are at 50-1. As a result, she's now 20, is now a worse result.
Yeah, I shouldn't gloss over the other principals in this debate. Nicola Sturgeon, First Minister of Scotland, SNP, she's 6-1 to win the debate. And of course, Nick Clegg, Deputy Prime Minister, he's 10-1. Natalie Bennett, Green Party, 16s. As you mentioned, Leanne Wood, Plaid Cymru at 20s now. Just back on Farage, though. You obviously say he does occupy this very unique space of his own, which he's carved out. But how do you think he'll hold up as a public speaker and under pressure? Do you think he's prone to the odd gaffe?
Actually, I don't. I take the opposite view. I think he's great. I went to the UKIP conference in Margate a few weeks ago. He spoke for 20 minutes or so without a prompter or anything, and he did a great job. So I think this is perfect for him. I'm sure he'll do pretty well.
Okay, good stuff. It'll be interesting to see how it pans out. As you said, Miliband coming for support. And it was close, I suppose, with him and Cameron last week. Let's have a look at the buzzword bingo then. The ever-popular markets we've got really captured the imagination. We talked about it for the budget. We've priced up a few particular phrases which you could hear on Thursday night. Let's look at a few on the card. Divided them up, so I've got a few odds on shots. So British people 1-5, fully costed 1-3, on the doorstep 4-6, long-term economic plan 1-2. Do you think those are what you might deem bankers in terms of what we might hear?
Yeah, I mean, somebody said to me the other day they thought long-term economic plan should be 20-1 on, not 2-1 on. I know Cameron likes to use it a lot, but on the other hand, there's a lot of different ways he might say that phrase. Our betting says he's got to say the exact phrase. If he says our long-term plan for the economy or something, then that wouldn't count. So that's something to bear in mind. The British people, that must be a certainty. Somebody's bound to throw that in somewhere. Fully costed, well, the Greens and Ed Miliband like to make that point a lot about their various promises. So I expect one of them will use that.
Okay, and you mentioned obviously particular phrases, and one we touched on before, hard-working families, that's 2-1. And he said hard-working people seems to be the new buzzword, as it were. So maybe approach that one with a little bit of caution. One I like, Evans, out of touch, Australian point system, Farage may creep into that territory at 5-4. Hard choices, another interesting one at 2-1. But away from those, a few bigger price ones. Two Kitchens, again, we touched on it in the budget, came out 3-1. I Agree with Nick, which became the Liberal Democrats sort of party slogan at the last election, following those previous debates. That's 4-1. Labour's Economic Mess, I think if there's going to be a lot of political point scoring, if it does descend into a bit of a scrap, you might hear that at 6s. And a more recent entry to our buzzword bingo list and lexicon parlance, Hell Yes at 10-1, to be uttered again by Ed Miliband. Of those selections or any of the other bigger price ones, do you think there's a few out there that have got a bit of juice in them?
Two Kitchens, that's the one that cost us in the budget. Osborne couldn't resist, but that's old now, isn't it? Surely that joke's been done to death. I'd hope people would avoid that. Labour's Economic Mess, I think that's something that Cameron might well say. I agree with Nick, we stuck that in there because that became the sort of catchphrase for the debates back in 2010 when Brown and Cameron wanted to look good. Hell yes, 10-1. I would, if I was Ed Miliband's advisors, I'd be telling him to sort of steer away from that sort of thing. But you never know. As you said, he did pretty well in the debates with Cameron last week. So perhaps we'd be tempted to go with that kind of thing again.
All right. Well, no doubt we'll all be glued to our TVs to see what comes out of the respective leaders' mouths. Thanks very much for joining me, Matt, as ever. Don't forget, log on to labrooks.com, online, on mobile or on tablet for all the latest political odds.